I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yo, to be sport of time, I think it's episode 353, but who cares? John's here. Hi, John.
Hi, Brandon. How you doing?
Good. Stu. Hello, Newman.
Did you get that?
Didn't uh-oh. What?
Did you just
give us the fake?
The can. Oh. Yeah. Sorry. Didn't quite hear that. Although I do see it, and that's a half acre daisy cutter, I believe.
Sure is.
We love the daisy cutter. Yeah,
it was like Rain Man levels of identifying beer cans in one flash on the screen.
Should I be proud?
I'm a little concerned. I would, Brandon.
A little worried, a little proud, a little worried.
A little proud, a little worried.
I'm happy to be here. I just got done. My two kids are doing a fantasy football draft, and I spent 45 straight minutes trying to explain what flex means to an 8-year-old.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm super happy to be done with that part of my day, and I can now talk to grownups. I guess that word doesn't make sense to, and even my 11-year-old was pretty perplexed at what flex means in that context.
What was their main concern with that?
He goes,
usage of the word flex. Like, did they understand that it's a position in which you can play multiple guys at?
Nope. They didn't get any of that.
That's not what I said. That's not what I meant. What I said is not what I meant. There are multiple positions that can fill this position. I can see why you had trouble explaining this. I can't even say my words right.
Yep. Yep. None of it makes sense to them. The word actually doesn't make sense now that I think about it, really. It's probably some other thing we could use to explain it. But basically, they looked at their starters, and they got their quarterback, running backs, wide receivers, their tight end, and then they were both like, now I got to get a defense and a kicker. And I was like, no, you still have that flex position. Go get a flex position. And they stared at me, had no idea. And so cut to 45 minutes later, I'm dripping in sweat. I'm squeezing the sides of their faces, you know, and never really took. So I don't know. We'll see. I had to exit the situation.
Just take another wide receiver.
Yep.
And I can remember.
That confused him. And what's BE? B? What does that stand for? Like, RB stands for running back. BE stands for bench. I know it doesn't fully make sense, but that's what it is.
It just, so. You put a guy there if you just want him to exist. Just be.
Just be, man.
Any points. He just is.
That's all you're going to do this year. You're just going to be.
I want to say, I'm old enough
KJ
to remember
Osborne.
That in fantasy football, when you wanted to draft extra running backs, not extra wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way fantasy football used to be, kids.
Yep. Let's make sure I get Leroy Horde.
I'm also old enough to remember Anthony Carter starting as a wide receiver, but in a 3-point stance. So,
oh God, he did do that, didn't he?
I didn't know that.
That was like, if you go back, I think we're looking at like the 1981, the miracle at the Met at the end of the year. I think if you go back and you watch that on YouTube, I'm pretty sure the Vikings wide receivers started in 3-point stances in that game.
This is incredible memory because I don't think you were born.
Okay. So right. Maybe I'm remembering the miracle at the Met, but I'm pretty sure like in the mid 80s, there were still wide receivers. At the time they were called split ends and flankers a lot. Like
flanker.
Wide receiver was not really, that really didn't enter the common lexicon until like Warren Moon was running the run and shoot in Houston.
Sure.
This even a lot of
before
this,
that,
this is like our green room discussion about arcane town ball rules.
That's right.
And weird names for shit. That's exactly what this is.
Yep.
Yep.
like a 1930s thing.
Who's the flanker?
Like, you know, there was like a whole bunch, like some crooked Teamsters were fighting cops with boards. This is where the names came
Prohibition.
From.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Some good times. Well, that's not what this episode's supposed to be. This is supposed to be our world famous Vikings preview draft, right?
Oh,
is that what we're doing?
Everyone looks forward to.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't even know. Do, do, there it is. There it is. We worked so long on that. Mm-hmm. I took a week off of work.
Mm-hmm.
And we nailed it. It was worth it.
I went to an improv class.
For the rest of the episode, I'm not going to be talking. I'm just going to be softly singing NFL primetime music in the background.
And I'll be yes-anding every sentence.
Yes.
Wow. This is
2023 Minnesota Vikings season preview. Okay. Well, let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings. They went 13-4 last year, which we knew at the time was smoke and mirrors and a lot of luck. Yep. That's fine.
Entertaining smoke and mirrors, but smoke and mirrors nonetheless.
And we don't give a shit. It was fun. No. They can't take it away from us.
Fun smoke and mirrors we've ever had.
Yeah
it's great. Like, yeah, I go on a pull tab run. No one's coming over and lecturing me that this isn't skill-based. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm on a good run.
The Vikings, I think the best way I can put it is this. The Minnesota Vikings won a football game when the opposing kicker attempted a 60-yard field goal that hit the upright and hit the crossbar and bounced out. And that was the maybe fifth, sixth most amazing win of the season.
I barely remember that. Was that New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In London. It was by far the strangest Vikings win ever. And then like 4 weeks later, it was the fourth strangest Vikings win ever.
Yeah.
Just not. It was fantastic. Every second of it. Just the zaniest shit in the world. I'll never forget the Bills. I'll never forget the Colts. Those for sure, two wins that are just like in the old long-term memory bank. So I love that. They got rolled a couple times in embarrassing fashion, and they got smoked in the playoffs.
This is a good time to mention. I was reading something about the Vikings. It might have been the Why Your Team Sucks stuff from Drew McGarry at Defector.
Yeah.
And he was writing about the Dallas game. I had completely forgotten that the Vikings, in a year they went 13-4, got beat 40-3 at home by the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not very good honestly, Dallas Cowboys.
That game was not that close.
Oh,
not
no.
even close to that close.
Dallas it was like was a 3-point so spread.
And they just couldn't do anything.
And then they got rolled pretty hard by Green Bay at the end. So it was a couple of kind of bad losses there at the end.
That game. That wasn't a very fun game. I didn't enjoy that so much.
Was that the one that was at Lambeau?
Yeah, New Year's Day.
Ah, gotcha. You had fun, though,
did
right?
I like it. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
But besides the game, was the trip fun?
It was great, yeah. It was like 40 degrees that day, so like the tailgating was fun.
Oh, man. But
the game itself, just yeah. That was like Brian O'Neill, like, partially tore his Achilles. It was great. Just fun for everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, the positive things you can draw from the end of the year when the Vikings were exposed for just not being that good is that it made Green Bay think they could beat Detroit the next week and get in the playoffs.
Hilarious.
And it made the New York Giants think that Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, which he isn't.
And so it got us to fire our defensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, I mean, how
had he been fired at that point?
He was already in the Costanza mode.
He was didn't he get fired Costanza. Halfway through last year?
He got like some responsibilities taken from him.
Oh, I thought he got fired like with 8 weeks left to go in the season or something.
There was some sort of weird like. I think he had to like submit his calls to Kevin O'Connell and he would have to sign off on him before he could like relay him into the field. It was very complex.
He was on a performance improvement plan.
It was like there was a in John Wick where they had the old timey operators who are smoking cigarettes and wearing like, you know, plaid miniskirts or like putting the calls through. And that was pretty much how the Vikings defense ran at the end of the year last year. Anyway, he's gone and they got a really good defensive coordinator who blitzes like he's getting paid money.
Okay. So that was the last year. The last year retrospective. The final thing was they got smoked by the Giants to end the season. Okay. So that was last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this year, in it are Jordan Addison and Brian Flores. Those are the two main people that are new to the team that are going to matter, right? And then a bunch of other sort of one-year miracle, hoping for a miracle type guys, journeymen and whatnot, and like late draft picks. But basically, the guys who are going to have an impact, we hope, are Jordan Addison and Brian Flores, right?
I think, yeah, that's like the two you could expect. And also John's guy, Ivan Pace Jr.
Pace Jr.
Yep.
John's guy.
So, yeah, those right.
How that is a football player and not a chess grandmaster, I'll never know.
Come on.
We should say he hasn't been around for a while, but our good friend Chicken Fingers it's been a while. Is totally in the bag for Brian Flores.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty positive about that, right? He's defensive minded, just like Mike Zimmer, and he seems to be as much of a no nonsense grump, extremely gruff guy, as far as I know. Like full and military
really
type, right?
Just it like literally gets a hard on for nepotism whenever you bring it up. Just wants to hire all of his
kids. He's super into it as well.
So him and Chicken and Zimmer is what I go.
Exact same.
Just want to go tug it to a couple episodes of Succession. That's the best thing you could hope for those three guys.
Oh, Jesus.
I honestly don't know that about Flores. He might actually be a noble person, unlike Zimmer.
The rest of it, I think, is pretty true, though.
He seems like he's really, God, he's like, he ran a couple of plays. I mean, I watched like a quarter of preseason football, and I got to watch Brian Flores dial up blitzes on some defenseless Arizona Cardinals quarterback with like a fourth string Vikings cornerback and just smoke him.
Uh-huh.
So clearly he likes to do this defense thing where it, you know, if you can get to the quarterback in time, it's really effective. But if you can't, then you're going to like see a lot of 75 yard touchdowns.
Yep. Got it. And what is your perception of Jordan Addison? What are the scouting reports saying? Or what is your personal, you've been eating tape, I bet.
He got pulled over at the exit you take to get to my place. If you're coming to St. Paul from Minneapolis on 94, when he was going 140 miles per hour on the interstate.
Yeah, I heard that and I was like, lock him up. Just nobody ever should be going that fast. And then someone was
really
like,
really bad to go that fast. You shouldn't do that.
And then someone was like, well, he was
football, on the scale of football man crimes, it's low, but still don't drive that fast. So it's a bad idea.
So I was very angry because I was like, that's so reckless. And then somebody was like, I heard his excuse was his dog was sick and he was taking it to the vet. And I was like, okay, now I think he's a hero and I love him. Go faster.
No.
Go 160.
Here's the thing, though. I'm pretty sure he did not say the part about he was taking his dog to the vet. He just said that his dog was sick.
He's driving home.
I don't think there was any. Well, see, that's the part. Oh, yeah, my dog is sick and I was driving 140 miles an hour. I'm pretty sure his dog was not in the car with him.
So basically his girlfriend called and was like, hey, the dog, I think, just puked in the kitchen. And he was like, cool. I'll be running over 1,000 different people, animals, cars, etc. to get to my pup.
I'll be right home. And when I say right home, you're not understanding how soon I'll be home.
I think the fatal flaw in his reasoning is that you can only bring a dog to a St. Paul vet if the dog is Catholic. So it's very...
Or if that dog...
He hasn't lived here long enough to know that. So... good time.
If you got one,
but also Brandon, he's a precise route runner.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That seems to be the drill. That's
my next question.
They're running routes like a young Adam Thielen, but not from Detroit Lakes because you can't go that fast to Detroit Lakes.
No, never.
Why would you?
Too many lakes.
Too many lakes
in the way.
So,
okay, so we got a young Chris Carter on our hands. Is that what you're telling me?
Precise route runner, Brandon.
Precise. Okay. Cool. How are those hands? Soft?
Soft hands. Oh,
pliable?
Supple.
Baby soft.
Are they supple? Okay, pliable. Good.
Supple, pliable. Baby soft, pliable.
Does that word make sense? I don't know. I just said the word flex 500 times to somebody who
really,
didn't know what I was saying. I don't even know what words are anymore.
I want to get to the draft next year because every year somebody says one dumb thing and then the next year the draft, everybody is saying it. Uh-huh. Like, oh, he's got good hip mobility or whatever it is.
Yep.
I want to get to the draft next year. and you know, Mel Kiper Jr. or whoever the new draft guys are, down there going, yeah, real pliable hands on him.
Yeah, that's the new scouts thing. Look for,
is the pliable hands?
Yeah, scouts have been just they're really bendable fingers,
stretchable,
bendy fingers is what I'm. You know, that's huge.
Bendy fingers.
Catch radius is so last year. Pliable hands is this year.
Precise route runner.
And a precise route runner. Okay, so those are who we have that are new to the organization. Mm-hmm. Now, I did a little bit of research, 30 seconds worth, while we were waiting for Stu to get back from the bar. And what I saw that who's out this year, Dalvin Tomlinson, who I'll admit I did not know was on the team.
Nor did the defense.
At one point last year, there had been two guys in the history of the NFL named Dalvin, and the Vikings had both of them on the roster.
That's good.
Cornered the markets on Dalvins.
Yep. Didn't work because we got rid of Dalvin Cook as well.
Yep.
It must be some sort of package deal.
Now we have zero Dalvins.
No Dalvins. Adam Thielen, Eric Kendricks, Patrick Peterson, and the aforementioned best one score record in league history, leading us to 7 lucky victories. That's all gone, we think. Unless we can somehow make that repeat this year. So I don't really know what to think about how this team's going to look this year. I looked up really quickly, doing a little bit of also research for our bros and turds, our defensive depth chart on Vikings.com, which I would assume is probably fairly close to updated. I mean, you know, it's their own website.
Yes.
I don't recognize fucking any of these starters.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, Stu, here's a challenge for you.
Let's go.
Name all 11. Can you name three starting linemen, defensive linemen for the Minnesota Vikings?
No, but I can tell you one of the guys in the practice squad.
All right. What's his name?
Luigi Villain. His name is Luigi Villain.
Hooray.
How do you not make the team with the name Luigi Villain? I mean, I think it's probably Villain or something like that. He's probably like from Quebec or something. And
not to me. Really hates, it's Villain.
Really hates Pierre Trudeau. And I don't know. But John, I think I can't name a single Vikings lineman.
Okay. I'll spot you Danielle Hunter.
One, but I'm not going to be able to name any of
them. Can you name any of the other three?
We signed a guy, Marcus Davenport.
No, he's a linebacker.
He's a linebacker. Yeah. That's really good, though. You have two. I would just say, how many starters?
I thought Marcus Davenport was a safety, so you're ahead of me there. You were closer than I was.
Yeah, I got nothing, John. Is Brian Robinson still on the team?
Yeah. It's Brian Robinson on one end and Jared Allen on the other end.
Sweet. I love those guys. They're white.
The best. That's who we want.
Yeah. Yeah, I did the same thing as Brandon, and I looked up a depth chart, and I don't know, they got a nose tackle listed and a defensive end listed that I've never heard of in my life.
Is the nose tackle a run stuffer, John?
Well,
you better believe it.
I have a different depth chart than Brandon, but it lists Harrison Phillips, who I thought was the nose tackle.
I was
trying to remember his name earlier tonight, and I came up with Harrison Barnes, who plays guard for the Warriors.
Yeah. And we still have Harrison Smith in the backfield.
We have two Harrisons. We're out of Dalvin, but we have two Harrisons.
You have Danielle Hunter. Actually, you didn't even get that. That was John, but we'll give it to you. And Marcus Davenport and Harrison Smith. You have named three starters. That's really impressive. Do you think you can name any other ones?
Byron Murphy Jr., cornerback.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's four.
He was like the big signing of the big defensive signing, wasn't he?
You're using air quotes when you say big, right? He's getting like $500,000 a year.
He has played National Football League games before.
Mm. Yeah, literally broke his back.
I did not know that.
But that's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got plenty of backs, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's an easy surgery.
How many backs do you guys need?
You zip in, you zip out. It's like going to Wisconsin.
It's an inpatient deal. Exactly. Outpatient, yeah. Okay, so that's four?
Yeah. Brian Asamoah.
Yeah. Okay, so this was supposed to be a bit of you not knowing, and you're actually like crushing this. You almost have half.
John's guy, Ivan Pace Jr.
But no.
Oh gosh.
He's a backup.
Micah Davenport? Let's say Davenport again.
Nope. You already said a Davenport, and I can't give you a Davenport. I can only give you credit for one Davenport.
Micah Blackmon. It's a B-L-A-C-K-M-O-N.
It's really good. He's not a starter necessarily, but I will say because I'm he's a starter. I've just decided he's a starter.
What about
now.
A Caleb Evans? Is he still on the team?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Harrison Smith still on the team.
Got him. Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
A guy named Cam.
Cam Jordan. Cam Akers. Cam Girl. Cam Soda. Cam Wonderland.
Cam Byron.
Cam Cam Wonderland.
All of my options before that were better.
Jordan Hicks.
Nope.
Jonathan Bullard.
Not a real person.
Dean Lowry.
Okay, come on.
Dean.
Yeah, that guy sells insurance.
Yeah. There's no way Dean Lowry plays in the you're not allowed.
He's the best State Farm agent in Ramsey County.
It's unbelievable.
Dean Lowry is your cousin's husband at best.
Mm-hmm.
At best. Yeah, so it's I'm looking at that defense, and I think Brian Flores is going to be he's going to have an aneurysm by week four. Yeah, yeah, that might get ugly. Okay, so that's my preview of the Vikings. I don't know anybody on defense.
You guys remember when the Vikings spent their top two picks on defenders last year, and neither one of them is listed as a starter right now?
That's one of them is Lewis
in 17 places. That's kind of a.
Is that Lewis Sein? Is that his name? Lewis Sein?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the guy that got hurt, right?
Yes. In the New Orleans game.
His leg exploded.
Not celebrated.
Yep. So he's only got the one leg
hurt.
Now.
He did not celebrate because he got hurt.
No.
That's not John's way.
Oh, no. And then who was the other guy that we expected more from?
Andrew Booth Jr.
Oh, the other junior. That's right.
Andrew Booth.
So many juniors.
Yep. Yeah, he sounds like
this,
a...
they got two juniors and a second. And by the second, I mean it's got the two, like the Roman numeral two.
Mm. Fancy.
Andre Carter two. Although, you know, with fonts being what they are, it could be Andre Carter ill.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Or there could be two Andre Carters.
Yeah. Oh, wait, there's two. There's a Pat Jones two as well.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. You're right, wow. John.
This is amazing.
Pat Jones the second and Andre the Carter the second.
Andre the Carter. Well.
Who is Pat Jones the first?
If only there was a way.
I have to say.
So that's my recap of what we've got going on this year for the Minnesota Vikings.
Good
schedule
stuff,
looks kind of hard.
Yeah, they finished first in their division last year, so they get all the first place teams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hey, so we get a Kansas City game.
That's NFL very cool. Are you going to a game this year, Stu?
I'm sure I will at some point, but we'll see.
I be do.
You be going. You be doing a game this year, John?
I be don't. I don't be having any.
You got young kids.
I don't be going. No, I don't be going at all this year. Okay, so here's our options. You could immediately find a plane ticket to Philadelphia for the Thursday night game. That sounds terrible.
8 days from today.
8 days from today. Back in, I'd say, '04 or '05, my first job at a college, the Vikings had a playoff game or just a late season game. And my former boss, her daughter went to Penn State. And so the dad was going to fly out to Penn State, pick up his daughter and go to the Vikings Eagles game. And my boss was like, I heard the fans are really rude. I don't think they should go. It doesn't sound safe to me. And I was like, no, it's totally fine. It's like dorky dad and a college age daughter. They're not going to be like arguing with people. You're fine. No one will have any idea. And they, of course, like got beers thrown at them and shit. It was just a nightmare scenario. So that to me, I don't know if much has changed. I give going to a Philadelphia Eagles Vikings game 0 out of 10 campfire beers. Sounds like a nightmare. Don't go to that one.
Nope.
Okay, Stu, here's your next option. You could be going to Carolina Panthers on October 1st. Be nice. Weather's still decent here. Carolina's going to suck, so you probably could see a Vikings win.
Yeah, you probably could, but it's my dad's birthday, and Mandy's running a 10-miler that morning, so
maybe
I have to do some coaching and do some gift giving, so
I got don't be going
conflicts.
To that. Yeah, don't be going to that one. All right, October 15th, you find a cheap ticket to Chicago, and you go to the Vikings-Bears game at noon. Chicago. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, my kid lives there.
Yep.
But I've heard Chicago fans are also decadent and depraved.
Oh no.
Real sickos. So I don't know. And the Vikings track record in Chicago has never been very good. Even when they've been good and the Bears have been bad, the Bears tend to
Justin Fields. Imagine Dean Lowry trying to chase down Justin Fields.
Yeah, and he's in his State Farm pants. I mean, those khakis are, they can't run. The motion is just not there.
They have no give.
No, they don't. You understand pants, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, I'm a pants expert.
Many of us understand pants.
Even stretch khakis are not going to do it.
Yeah, they're unforgiving. So you need like a commuter type of pant. So,
all right, let me interest you in going to Green Bay on October 29th. Noon game. This is going to be some sort of Halloween. Wear some funny costume.
Yeah, I think, probably will go to that, but probably skip the game and just tailgate and then go watch the game at a bar and be sad.
Okay, smart.
I'm 0-5 at Lambeau Field, man. I can't.
Jeez.
You are? Oh, jeez, that's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah. Stop it. Why are you hurting all of us?
Stop it.
With your continued selfishness.
Fun. My friend lives out there. It's just fun.
But, okay. Yeah. Atlanta on November 5th. Can I interest you in Atlanta on November 5th? What do you think about that?
John's rookie of the year prediction is Bijan Robinson. Mm-hmm. So that might be a fun one. I don't know what else the Falcons have. So, yeah, maybe that's the one, Brandon.
Okay. So that's our favorite. What about November 19th? Denver Broncos. I know your better half is a Broncos fan,
she's
I believe.
A Broncos fan, and my other kid lives out in Fort Collins, so that might be a fun one. Yeah, let's do that.
A little colder here, so it might be a little nicer
because,
down there.
You know, on the Front Range, you can have like 20 degrees one day and 70 degrees the next day.
Mm.
So, and John has always talked about how he's a Front Range man. And I agree with him. That's a very temperate climate.
Always has been.
It always has been. Like, do you think it isn't? I mean, come on.
Okay. Almost wrapped up with this. December 10th, Las Vegas. Gross. Bad. Don't go.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay. Somehow worse. December 17th in Cincinnati.
No.
Uh-uh. I don't know why, but. No. Nah. And then
bold for two.
January 7th, Detroit.
The week after Christmas.
Right after Christmas.
This is like a Gopher, the Gophers' 8th-year bowl game they used to play in all the time. They'd go to the Motor City
Bowl
on January 7th.
Nah, that sounds so bad. So you think the best of those is Denver on November 19th?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Yeah, that's the one. I'm intrigued by Atlanta just in general. I have not really been there in a while. I think I could probably get up to decent amounts of no good in Atlanta. But yeah, I'm obviously would not be going to any of these. But it's fun. It's fun to dream.
Can I tell you something that bothers me about Atlanta in an entirely different sport?
Please.
So a couple years ago, on the baseball road trip, we went to Atlanta. And
The great baseball road trip.
The great baseball road trip. The Atlanta Park, it was, I think, brand new that year, maybe the year before. Is out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
North of Atlanta. And what they did was they took this big area and they built a baseball stadium, and then they built an incredibly fake, like, retail area, like a big outdoor mall next to the stadium.
Like a tiny Maple Grove.
Right. A Maple Grove in miniature around this baseball park.
Uh-huh.
And it felt so fake and forced and awful. And I hated it. And then the other day, I saw something. I think this was the big New York Times thing where they interviewed the Baltimore Orioles owner. And what I found out from reading that article was that this horrible fake Atlanta thing is like the model for baseball stadiums now. Like, this is what people want to do. They want to they want to not only build this stadium out in the middle of nowhere, they want this fake retail district around it so that they can always be making money off this retail district. And I've never been so frustrated, because going through this experience, I was like, man, I'm just glad that not everybody's doing this horrible thing like Atlanta did. But then I come to find out, just like last week, that this is now the state of the art thing that everybody wants. It's awful. I hate it. Stop it.
Bad. 0 out of 10. Okay.
So that's my Atlanta story. Don't go to Atlanta. I know that Atlanta's football stadium is nowhere near.
Well, don't go to that other place.
Atlanta's baseball stadium.
You're taking it out on the whole region.
That's right. I'm never going to the state of Georgia, just because.
The whole state. This is expanding by the second.
The entire Southeast. Anywhere south of Cincinnati, Ohio.
And we're back in on Cincinnati.
Yep.
Now it's looking better by the minute.
As far as I'll go.
All right. You want to do bros, turns, and wins?
Let's do it.
Sure.
All right.
Did send his?
What's that?
Did Chicken send his?
He did. He did. Did he send it via text message? Let's confirm.
We know the record for him is on 17.
But... yep. Okay. He did not send his record. His bro is Brian Flores.
Does he not play for the team?
Did he have a criteria for the Brian Flores?
Bro threshold. The defense will finish in the top 20 in the league.
Oh, that's for Christ's sake.
That's his proposed.
You know, if you did that, he would kill you.
Kill me.
It's
be over.
But I'm looking at looking at this depth chart, and I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to allow it, because
Lewis Cine is second in the depth chart. He only has one leg. A one-legged man is second on the depth chart.
Dean Lowry.
Khakis.
Like a good neighbor, Dean Lowry's there.
Dean Lowry in stretch khakis. Mm-hmm. Is going to play a prominent role in our defense. I'll allow it. I don't care. I'm not really. I'm easy going. I'm easy breezy. You know that. So that's his bro. I'm going with Greg Joseph.
Okay. Now, this is going to be an interesting criteria.
I don't have any criteria.
All right. Should we invent some criteria for
I
you?
I think he will be. What's a good amount of? How many extra points are people missing these days? A season?
None would be a good number to miss.
Yeah. All right. He goes 100% in extra points.
Is that? I really don't know possible. Whether anybody went miss zero extra points next year. Last year. I have no idea.
The dude from Baltimore, probably.
Yeah. I just know that everybody hates Greg Joseph, and I needed somebody to know that I am on his side. Well, everybody just hates the kicker. I was going to go with that guy who I looked on the depth chart. We have a guy on the defense. His last name is Tonga, and it's just a very cool name. So he's my backup. But I'm going to go.
Going, but it'll do.
No, obviously. Yeah. Greg Joseph is my bro. Okay, Stu, who do you got?
TJ Hawkinson.
Okay. Okay.
All pro.
Works for me.
Not all even one of the 1,000 guys that makes the Pro Bowl.
All pro. How many all pro teams are there? Is it
first team all pro?
I just said all pro, John.
How many all pro teams are there?
I mean,
you just let somebody slide with a top 20 defense. You're going to let me slide with all pro.
Yeah.
Top 20.
Top 20.
There's 19 teams.
Wow. What Jesus a miracle Christ. Worker. It's great because he could technically be right and we'd still make fun of him for being wrong. Yeah.
He's
okay.
Pictures from the bar as we're talking.
Is he? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that what I saw? Hold on. Let me scroll.
He's at the PNA in South St. Paul.
That son of a bitch. Is that a...
Literally, I could go there anytime and meet him, but he never lets me know.
His wallet is like 2 inches thick, and it's 3 inches thinner than I thought it'd be.
Yeah.
As we mentioned often on this podcast, one time I was in a bar, and he was also in the bar, and he didn't text me until after he left.
That's the chicken finger amazing right there, everybody.
That's his way.
Yep.
That's the chicken's way.
Yep.
Okay, John.
I'm going to go for a bro pick. I'm going to go with my good friend, CJ Ham.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
My prediction is going to be that he scores a touchdown this year.
One touchdown.
We'll allow it.
Has he ever... Fine.
How many career touchdowns does he have? Let's.
Doesn't matter.
It would be fantastic if he scored one touchdown. I'm going to scroll up.
Stats.
I'm going to find Christopher James Ham. And clicked twice.
That's not his name.
He got three career touchdowns. He scored two touchdowns last year. All right, we got to bump it up. Two touchdowns this year.
He'll equal a career high, John.
He's going to equal his career high. And also nearly double his career total.
Touchdowns.
Two
Charles
touchdowns for CJ
Joanna Ham will score two touchdowns this year.
Compact Jisk Ham.
All right. Good. That's our bro. Okay, Turd, let me go. Now I got to scroll all the way back up through our text messages. Oh, Jesus. Scrolling. Beer. Turd, the GM.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I forget his name.
Quasi.
Cam. Quasi Adolfo. Quasi.
Benza.
His threshold, and this is even worse, his draft picks will underperform. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Which draft picks?
And underperform compared to who?
I assume he means Addison and Sine.
Like they'll be what does underperform even mean? Like according to
Addison's
who?
Good. If Addison like puts up 6-8 touchdowns this year, he's wrong.
Then Quessy's off
if
the
Addison
hook.
Addison is like Troy Williamson, then he's right.
What if like our 6th round pick is a stud? Could happen.
Who's their
6th
round pick?
It could happen.
Tonga? Probably Tonga.
That kept Spielman's job for like 15 years, like getting
Steph Diggs.
Guys, right? So
you got Steve Diggs or some
Diggs,
some guard.
Thielen was a undrafted free agent. That's where
right.
Well,
right.
So
underperform. I think I'm just going to allow it and then just tell him he's wrong.
Yeah, we didn't have a 6th round draft pick, by the way.
What?
Damn.
Son of a bitch. Now we're screwed. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with Danielle Hunter.
Yeah,
he's been good for a long time. It's about time for him to have some weird off. I'm saying under 8 sacks.
That would still be a pretty good year from a Vikings defensive end.
We had 11. Okay, under 7 sacks.
I would say keep going down.
Okay, under 6.5 sacks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I would say it's got to be 5 or fewer.
Okay, five or fewer, Danielle Hunter. Book it, Dano. All right, John, you can go before Stu this time.
I was going to pick an interior offensive lineman, but how could we possibly set a threshold?
Who the hell knows? Yeah.
All right. Let me pick someone else. I'm going to say
my interior lineman, John, just so you know.
I'm going to say that this is the year that Kirk Cousins plays fewer than 10 games.
Oh, no.
He's old.
He is old.
Because he's very old, and also he gets hit on every play because of the Vikings' interior line.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So he just is going to end up being a turd purely for injury purposes.
I think, in a way, my turd is the Vikings' interior line, and my criteria is that Kirk Cousins is hurt.
That's good. That's really good. Oh, man, that would suck. Isn't it Nick Mullins, the next guy?
Nick Mullins.
The guy who wrote Lullaby?
That was Sean Mullins.
Sorry.
Behind Nick Mullins is the 5'4" Jaren Hall.
Oh, God. He's a tiny guy?
Yes. Oh. Well, I don't know. How tall is he supposed to be?
I was going to say 6'1".
He's 6 feet tall, but on the quarterback scale, you know that means 5'7".
Right. Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. That would be a tough one. Really tough. Okay. That's good, though. The criteria makes sense to me, and I approve. Okay. Steve?
I'm going to say Ed Ingram, interior offensive lineman, will allow the sack that makes Kirk Cousins miss significant time.
I have to say, that's the most specific criteria I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's very good.
That is my pick. Ed Ingram, everybody.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yep.
Really.
Me and John think in the same way. Mm-hmm. Which is always a good sign when two of Minnesota's finest sports minds are on the same wavelength. That usually means you can take money to the bank in the other fucking direction.
I wonder if
Ed Ingram will enjoy being on the All-Pro team. I wonder what kind of contract bonuses he has.
I think that we talked about this before, but I just scrolled down in my notes and I found our 2022 predictions.
Oh, boy. All right. This is going to hurt.
Good content, huh?
Oh, love a good tent. Love the tent.
All right, bros. John, this is last year, by the way.
Last year.
John chose Harrison Phillips.
Oh, yeah. A guy whose name I couldn't remember earlier today. How did he do last year? Did he have a good season last year?
Who knows? How is there anybody to know?
You literally could not prove it.
Let's see. According to this, last year he had 3 tackles. That can't be right.
That sounds about right.
No, that's it. You got it. Chickens, bro. Was Irv Smith.
Who got cut in like week 2.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Stu probably shouldn't make too many noises because his bro was Irv Smith. Both Joseph. One of you heard him was like, I gotta get on that. That's a great pick. I need to be on that.
God, the preseason steam on him last year was so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I bet I would have taken him, but you guys took him. So I had to audible, and I went with something called Cam Dantzler.
Not a real person.
No way.
I went through all the cams already. He was not one of them.
No, nope. This is a fun one. John's turd was Greg Joseph.
All right.
Hey, John, there you go.
Well, I don't know. He missed some extra points.
He was bad on extra points.
He did make a 60-yard field goal to win a game. So.
Yeah, I think that doesn't count.
Points, John.
Yeah, well, I mean, all right.
So that's really bad.
7, and John, you made me say 0 this year. It's like MVP level, bro. Greg Joseph won't get MVP votes. That's what I should have said.
I figured you wouldn't know the difference, and I was right.
I sure didn't. Chickens, this is unfair, but he did choose Ed Donatell. I can't believe we let him.
Okay, he wins.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't there.
He keeps picking non-players, which isn't fair, but he was right.
He does keep picking non-players. Yep. Stu chose Za'Darius Smith.
No, that's a good one. He was
really smart. Hey.
And I also, for the second year now, I've chosen Danielle Hunter. I have no idea why I hate this guy. I love
Did
him.
Did he even play last year? He wasn't there.
I think that was 2 years ago. I think he played last year.
Yeah, we were all right about the turds. Not a one of us.
There was one year where his neck had gotten broken or something like that.
Yes, and that's what I remember.
I think I picked him as a turd. No, I picked him as a bro just because he wasn't going to play, and I didn't want to be wrong about my bro. So because he wasn't going to play any games, I just took the loss and took him as my bro just to eliminate the possibility that I would pick, say, Irv Smith.
Right. Oh, man. Okay, wins. John, 7.
All right.
Chicken.
I was 6 off.
You're 6 off. We know what chickens. It's the same one every year. 0.
It was 13
0.
Off.
He thought the Lions would be really good. So, wrong. Stu, pretty good. 9-8.
Hey.
I seem lose to remember,
the, you said he'll I, they'll make the playoffs and they'll lose to the Eagles in the playoffs. It's pretty good.
Correct division.
Yeah, I mean it didn't happen, but it's got close to happening. And I went 8-8-1 as I always do. So there you go. That was fun.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Did we do numbers of wins for this year?
And now we're on to this year. Yeah, wins.
Oh, look at that. There it is.
So we know chicken 0.
Yep. Chickens at 0.
John, do you want to go?
I know Brandon's at 8. 8-8-1.
8-8-1, and I really do mean that. I do think they'll go 8-8-1 this year.
I think they're going to win. I'm going to say 9. They're going to win 9 games this year.
Nice.
That's He's all thinking. I had to say.
Okay, Stu.
I don't know. They have a hard schedule, though.
Mm-hmm. They have a hard schedule.
All right, I talked myself into it. 0. Okay. I'm just kidding.
10-7, and they'll win a playoff game.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
I love optimistics, too.
It's worked like 2 or 3 times.
I know.
So why not? See
if you just didn't keep going to Lambeau and losing games, the Vikings would really be in business.
But I predicted them to do better than all of you assholes, and they end up doing okay sometimes. So it'll make winter more fun. So let's go the 10-7 and one dumb playoff victory. That's probably a stupid one. And they just get killed by a much better team in the second round.
Yeah. That we did that like 3 years ago. We beat New Orleans and then
New Orleans was this kind of a mad team. And then the Niners
beat
them. Yeah. Yeah. Like they'll play like the Niners or the Eagles in the playoffs and get killed.
Yeah.
They'll beat like a team before that. So. Let's say Dallas this time. Dallas isn't that good this year. Fuck them.
True. That could happen.
It do be like that sometimes.
It do be like that. Okay. I have another question about the NFL. Stu, on maybe we could use like a boner clock ranking here. How are you feeling about just the football coming back this season?
I can't wait for Kansas City to put Detroit in the ground tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's great. The hype machine on Detroit in the
offseason. How do these things happen? Like
smothering because they were like, it's fun to imagine a bad team being good for a change.
Yep. And that is fun.
They won like 5 of their last 6. They like they beat the Vikings. They knocked Green Bay out of the playoffs, which is an honorable thing to do. Don't get me wrong. That's great. Thank you for doing that, Detroit. But enough already. That's what you get. That's the crust of bread you get, peasant. You're done. Stop it. And Mahomes is going to hang 40 on him tomorrow night, and it's going to be wonderful. So,
yeah, you're into that.
Oh yeah, I am almost at full midnight, is what I'm saying.
For the whole season or just that game?
Whole season. Let's go.
Yeah, you're in.
I cannot wait.
Da, 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 da.
This is going to be like when you see Nas Reed in the Skyway. It's going to be just like that.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine seeing Nas Reed in the Skyway?
Dude, I didn't even want to. I got so happy thinking about just meeting him in person. one of the few people I'd be like, bro, I have to. Please, can I get a picture? I'm desperate. I need one with you, bro.
Would you call him Nas, or would you call him Nas Reed?
Nas Reed, of course. Yep, that's what I would do. Like a Steve Holt. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a full first name, last name situation.
With a name like that, why would you deny any pleasure of yourself and him for hearing Nas Reed?
No, you call Cher, Cher, you call Nas Reed, Nas Reed. It's just, that's what you do.
That's how it works. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm very excited for the NFL season, Brandon.
Me too. John, what's your thinking?
About the NFL this year?
Yeah. What's your boner clock at? Are you into it? Or are you just kind of, I mean, of this we have to acknowledge is what age our children are as dads, right? I mean, like, so yours are younger. So are you like, I don't know. Are you kind of like,
on? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I think I said this last year too, but I think this will be the first year since I had kids where I can reasonably expect to see at least part of every Vikings game this year.
Okay.
Like we 2-3 years ago, I think I remember we talked about this on the podcast, you know, episode 351. I remember talking about this, and it was pretty regular back then that the Vikings would play a game, but it would be Sunday at noon, and so I would sleep through the whole thing. The kids would have nap time and I would have nap time, and I would miss the entire game. I think this is going to be the first year since I first had kids where I can look at the Vikings schedule and go, all right, I'm probably going to be able to see part of most of these games.
Yep. You'll be a little better rested.
Yeah. And I will say this overall about the Minnesota Vikings. So I can't remember whether I told this story after we did the whole Houston County Fair experience. I might have told this story, so I'm sorry if I'm telling it again. But we were down there. It was the second Vikings preseason game. It was the one they played Tennessee. And we're staying with Lisa's aunt. And she says to me, hey, the Vikings play on Saturday night, so we'll watch that. I said, well, it's the preseason. And what I thought she was saying was, hey, I know you like football. Do you want to watch this game? And I, you know, preseason football. No, I don't really want to watch this game.
Yeah.
And I say this and she's like, but the Vikings play on Saturday night. And we sat and we watched the whole thing. And it reminded me that as a state, we like to think of Minnesota as, you know, one place, it's all together on stuff. Not true at all. The things that we have in common as Twin Cities residents with the places that like Stu and I came from, very low. There's a very low number of things that we all have in common across the state. But one of the things is probably more than anything else, the Minnesota Vikings. Everybody in the whole state is sitting down and watching the Minnesota Vikings.
Universal. Yep.
There's even the Twins. You know, the Timberwolves aren't like that. The Wild aren't like that. The Gophers aren't like that. Even for the old people that grew up with the Gophers, it's still not quite the same as the absolute universal love of the Vikings. I remember there was a book written a long time ago. It was by a Sports Illustrated writer named Austin Murphy, who was hanging out with the St. John's football team. But I remember in that book, he was writing about, he was out trick-or-treating with his kids for Halloween, and the Vikings were playing the Broncos on the same night, and they could just follow the game from house to house because everybody had the Vikings game on while they were trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
It was like, what happened? Oh, they scored a touchdown. They're going for two. I go to the next house. Oh, what happened? Oh, they got the 2-point conversion. They're ahead by one. That's the Vikings in Minnesota. So I don't know if I'm excited for the NFL, but I feel almost obligated to be excited about the Vikings season.
Yeah. It's important. It's an important bonding mechanism. That if you were like, oh, I don't watch the Vikings, it's just sort of like, I kind of want to fight you. It's what you're saying to most other, like, you just have, right. Even if you're not really that into it, you need to be a little bit into it.
Like, you could invite any of your friends over to watch the Vikings and they'd probably come. If I just called up a random friend and was like, hey, you want to come over and watch a Wild game on a Tuesday night? They'd be like, you mean go to the game? You just wanted me to come over? No, I'm not going to come over and watch the Wild game.
Hell no.
It's psycho, are you?
Yeah.
But the That's Vikings, up, it's man. Like, yeah, I was going to watch it anyway. I'll come over to your house.
I would think it was code, and I'd have to Google, like, when a friend's friend asks you to watch the Wild game, what is he, does he need drugs?
What is he actually,
what's he doing? I would have to call a bunch of other friends and just like try to investigate why John invited me to his house to watch the Wild game.
Yeah. And a guy, you could find somebody you haven't seen in a dozen years. And if they called up and were like, hey, you want to watch the Vikings? You want to come over for the Vikings game? Mm-hmm. You'd be like, yeah, yeah, that sounds fine. I wasn't going to go anywhere. So that's perfect.
Yeah. You know what I discovered last year? I don't know if you guys have done this yet. What we did was we took our TV out of our bedroom and we walked it outside onto our patio and watched the Vikings game outside. My God.
That sounds awesome.
Man, that's a simple one, but that's a good one. So I'm way more into the NFL now that I discovered taking your TV outside is a thing that's easy to do and fun.
Outdoor NFL beats indoor NFL every time.
Oh, you know what's super weird about being outside is you can drink like three times the amount of beers as you can when you're sitting inside.
Very true.
I think it must be the fresh air. Yeah, I don't know how it works, yeah. But you can go outside. You can drink like probably 15 beers just sitting there.
I'm in the industry. I can tell you that outside beers taste 27% better than inside beers.
And they just like don't impact you. Like
it doesn't matter.
The blood alcohol doesn't.
It's fresh oxygen.
Yeah, they counteract each other.
It's chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll
is what does it.
It's what.
I mean, vitamin
it's in
B.
The air.
It's all in the air.
Totally. It's in the air.
I can't explain it. It would be very technical.
No, but what you explained, though, made perfect sense to me. You don't need to go any deeper than that. Yeah, chlorophyll and vitamin B.
Just remember, the number to remember is 27%.
Yeah.
The outside beer tastes 27% better. Mm-hmm. It's just true.
I'm with you.
Look it up.
Yeah, I'm a midnight myself, man. I had a couple years and I was like, whatever. I'll see if I can catch the game. But with these patio beers and the kids being a little bit older, so I'm going to be like rested and, like John said, I didn't have to like nap during it like I used to have to. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fun season.
Yep, it's happening. It's all happening.
It's all happening
for you, for everybody.
Well, what do you think? Do you want a hard turn to other sports?
Sure,
absolutely.
I don't have anything specific to say, but I did want to touch on the Twins because we're recording this on a Thursday. There was a day game today on a Wednesday. Today's Wednesday.
Thursday.
Yeah. It was a day game today that I missed because it was during the day.
I guess they played today. I forgot about that.
We all kind of forgot about that one. That was a bummer. But the two other wins on Monday and Tuesday had to be pretty much the most glorious things that have happened in a very long time. I mean, what a fantastic. The first game ended up being a little bit of a huge laugher. I don't know if you guys saw the Royce Lewis Grand Slam live, but I think that's got to be the like memory of the season. The most important game to date, Royce Lewis gets up with the bases loaded. And I think everybody was like, how funny would it be if he hit another one? He obviously won't because that like defies reason, but it would be very funny if he did something. And he absolutely destroyed one like 430 feet to left field. His home runs are extremely fun to watch. They're no doubters. And so that made it 6-0 and ended up being like 40-6 or something. But, and then yesterday, again, as we're recording this, this was Tuesday. The center fielder just decided to pull a Torii Hunter in the playoffs and, ball go by him and get 75 feet or 100 feet past him. And somehow our, Solano, who I love, did not score on it, which almost seems like, I don't know if he was doing cartwheels the entire way to first base or something. So those were two just fantastic wins. And it seems to me, we can laugh about this later if I'm wrong, but it's all over but the crying at this point, right?
It's over.
So now we can start dreaming a little bit. And we've talked about this before. We dream of every time you just sort of sneak into the playoffs. It's our duty as fans to like talk ourselves into how this could work out, right? Well, hey, if this guy does this and get to our bullpen and yada, yada, yada. But this is a new way for us to talk ourselves into it working. And it seems to be pretty logical. We have two awesome starters.
Yep.
And that hasn't happened in a very long time. And they're still awesome. And I think we can now, and you know, we're recording this on the September 6th. You got a couple other weeks to get through and lock everything down. And then you can ideally spend the last week or two kind of jockeying your lineup correctly and making sure the right guys are fresh. And there's a ton of, you know, for us, for a team on September 6th, there still seems to be so much in the air on like what that first game lineup is going to look like and what that first game bullpen is going to look like. There are wild cards of, I mean, I'm just going to put this one out there because it's the least likely, but like Byron Buxton is still a human being that exists. I'm not expecting anything from him, but
no.
Louis Varland could end up being a pretty good member of the bullpen. Chris Paddock.
He's pretty good on innings today there, Brandon.
Yeah, right. And he looks good out of the bullpen. Near and dear to my heart, his brother and I were teammates for a summer, so that was very cool. Chris Paddock, last seen like 2.5 years ago, might be a thing. There's some other guy, Alcala. I don't even know how to say his name. Again, never.
Alex Kirilloff has gone 10 for 22.
Alex Kirilloff was is like kind of the biggest of the wild cards hanging out there. So there's like four or five things kind of still up in the air. And we are now, I think, in the phase of like dreaming a little bit. And you can talk yourself into that being like a catch fire team. And it doesn't sound that stupid.
No.
Can I give you guys a statistic? So sure, I looked this up. I was shocked to find this out. Since the All-Star break, the Minnesota Twins famously unable to hit, famously punchless on offense. After today's game, have the third highest team OPS in the American League.
Oh my God.
They're one of the best hitting teams in the AL since
they have been destroying the ball. Royce Lewis. And then the guy, I mean, I've been giving shit to Max Kepler for years. He's been awesome.
Yeah, they're just
multiple guys.
Unbelievable.
Julian.
They're getting on base. They're hitting home runs. They're doing everything you want, man.
Yeah, it's been so fun to watch. A lot of dramatic victories.
Drama.
Yeah, they seem pretty well set up for the playoffs and for next year and all that. So who knows? Obviously, it'll all come crashing down at some point.
Yeah.
But it's been a really fun couple months.
Yeah. I mean, no one's beating the Braves this year. So, I mean, that's just not happening. But they could ease. I mean, I think they'll for sure win a playoff game. I think they're better than even odds of winning a playoff series. I don't know that they'll get much farther beyond that. But
what an insane playoff teams this year.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be. So as it stands right now, now my app is it the Orioles.
Well, there's no New York and no Boston. I mean, that's huge.
Baltimore, America, Houston, Minnesota, Justice. Tampa Bay, Seattle, and either Texas or Toronto.
That's fun. That's good.
That's so cool.
The Rangers have won. Awesome. The Rangers have won two games since August 1st or something like that. So I don't know if it's going to be the Rangers.
Yeah. Seattle's been on a fucking heater too. So.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They're both good. And they're then in the National League.
Fun players.
Jesus, the Braves.
It's just the Braves. Braves are going to win everything this year. They're so good.
They are plus 235 runs.
Yeah.
That's real good.
That's hard to do.
Incredible in 140 games or whatever it is. Braves, Dodgers, Brewers, Philly, Chicago, Miami right now. It's very fun. It's going to be super fun. So I'm looking forward to all of it.
I like fun things.
I like when things are fun, and I like when we get to be involved in the having of fun.
Yeah. And it's, you know, they're obviously getting in the playoffs because they're in the Central Division, whatever, fuck it.
Yep.
Don't apologize for it. Just go beat somebody. It's fun.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be good.
You don't even have to win the series. Just win a game.
Just a game. That's all we care about.
Yeah, and it'll be a home playoff series. They get home field for this. It's fun. It's good.
Yeah. So good.
Skull.
Skull.
I hope if they win a playoff game, I hope that we have a riot.
Same
just
here,
to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think we should. I'm available.
Yep. Well, I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay, it's all the content I had for this week.
Did you want to talk about Nebraska, John?
Oh, God.
It's just, it's funny.
Yeah, walk us through it. By the way, John, I wanted to say two things.
Yep.
Number one, I obviously was not on the podcast last week, but I listened to it, and that was very good and very informative and very fun and funny. So thanks to you and your brother and your buddy.
We named almost 12 Gopher football players.
Yeah.
The most of any podcast.
That was a ton.
You named a number of Gopher football players.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Sorry. Back to Gopher football.
Was there a second thing you wanted to say? I thought you said you had two things you wanted to say.
Oh, what was my second thing? Oh, yeah. John, you said that you found that really cool statistic about the OPS second half or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd actually heard of a similar version of that same statistic in your Substack that you send out every morning.
Yes.
And I don't know if I hope that Stu is also a follower of that Substack, but if anybody
else is,
and I'm going to put this on my Twitter.com feed at some point. It's wonderful, John. It's fantastic. It's become like a tradition in the morning to just like run through that thing, just like the rundown of what happened last week. And so just huge kudos to you, man. It's so good. It's obviously your incredible sports writer, but it's just like short and sweet and concise, and it's fantastic. So
this is called John Needs to Fill Some Time. No, it's been fun. The Substack thing was basically, I've always had a website. I've been writing on this website for years.
Yeah.
And finally, my dad was like, can you just email me when you do something? And I thought, well, all right. If even my dad is getting tired of going to johnmartholler.com, then you know that it's time to have something that's going to email people. And the easiest thing to do was just start the Substack and have that email people. So thank you
to the people.
For anybody who's listening who has subscribed to this, please, you can find it by going to johnmartholler.com and clicking stuff, or Brandon will put the Substack itself on the Twitter machine. I'm pretty sure it's minnesotasports.substack.com. Somehow that wasn't taken.
You got minnesotasports.substack.com?
minnesotasports.substack.com. So go there, sign up. It'll just get emailed to you. And then after that, once it's in your email, you can read it, you can delete it. It's all up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the plug, Brandon. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
You guys are kind. Stu even emailed me about it the other day, which was glorious.
Oh, cool.
I really enjoyed it. He was
in electronic mail?
He was mad that I didn't call out Dylan Floro's role.
I thought for sure that
hey, fucker.
There was another reliever in the game.
That's right. I didn't mention Dylan Floro, and to Stu and all of Dylan Floro's other family members, I'm sorry.
I
didn't know you guys were related. It was like the time your is it your brother-in-law that's the film director? The time he was on the podcast.
Yeah.
Who knows and is related to everybody.
This is very true. Anyway, Nebraska.
Yes, Nebraska.
Let's laugh at Nebraska.
Their commitment to losing football games is amazing.
Goodness, John.
Even they never give up.
Even at the worst of the Jim Wacker era for Gopher football, when they were losing every game, they weren't losing them like Nebraska can lose them. And especially to the Gophers. The Minnesota Gophers, if you told me 25 years ago, when I was in high school, it was the late 90s, Nebraska was competing for or winning the national championship in football every year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been like, listen, John, it's going to be okay. In the next quarter century of your life, not only will you live through all of that and be happily married and have beautiful children, also, in that quarter century, there will be a span in which the Gopher football team beats Nebraska 5 consecutive years. It was impossible, and now it's happened.
And
they beat Nebraska 5 years in a row, and everyone is stupider than the last year.
I was just going to say, they're just so embarrassing for Nebraska. They have to just be so soul-sucking awful to be a part of as a Nebraska fan.
Minnesota.
Makes me so happy.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Minnesota scored 3 points in the first 57 minutes of a football game and won that football game. In if Nebraska had taken the ball and just kneeled it down the last three times they had it, we wouldn't be talking about
just,
how the Gophers
just
went.
Just ran around until they got tackled. Just run around on the backfield as long as you can to get tackled. That's our play.
It's just, and amazingly, the only time Nebraska scored, that basically was the play they scored on. That's how bad they were.
Man, incredible. What a leg on our kicker. Fantastic. Oh. Love that guy.
He's Serbian, I think.
Okay. Well, now I love Serbia.
You know,
he's Serbian.
Serbia is where you get all the best kickers.
Yeah.
I want to know which member of the Gopher staff, whether it was a quality control guy, maybe it was a special teams coach, maybe it was which one of them, when they went in to find their recruiting territories for the year, like, oh, I got Pennsylvania. It's going to be, you know, I don't want to like spending a lot of time there, but it's a fertile football. What does this say at the bottom? Does this say Serbia at the bottom?
I have to. What? Oh, man.
I really gotta look this up and confirm this. I think the problem is I saw like
it's a support effect.
It was like a tweet about him, and I think his Twitter
probably
handle
from like
Racine,
Wisconsin, or something.
Exactly. So
that was fun though, and that catch was fantastic.
Beautiful catch.
Yeah, almost hard.
God, he was so open too. I mean,
I know it's just a terrible
pass. Would have been
Jesus,
just, man.
John, is your confidence? How's your confidence with this quarterback? He threw like 45 passes, right?
The thing that I'm worried about, and I didn't watch the tape or go through the whole thing, but it seemed to me, and y'all can watch this and verify it. He seems to have trouble throwing to his left, like throwing to his right. He's fine. Throwing to his left. I started giggling in the middle of that because my research came through. And in fact, the Gophers kicker is not from Serbia, but from Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
Jesus. Okay. That's there you go. This is me being a right tonight. So let's like maybe
the Serbia
maybe
of the North
this one down in a hurry.
Home down Oak Creek, Wisconsin. So there you go.
he's Serbian, probably.
Why does
the thriving Serbian community of Oak Creek?
Thanks. His Twitter handle is his first name underscore.
A lot of expats there.
Serb8. Why is he Serbian? I don't know. This is. I'm just as confused as when I found out that Kyle Anderson was Chinese.
He really were confused. You did not. You do not, not like getting this
well.
Information sprung on you.
Well.
What? He is. Hold on.
How dare you?
I'm supposed to tell you things like this.
Yeah, with the NBA, I just depend on you, Brandon, to tell me which nationality everybody is. Because
right.
Is there any? Just tell me now. Are there any other surprises on the Timberwolves?
Oh, man. I don't want to spring it on you right now. I'm going to hold on to it.
Jaden McDaniels is from Scotland. No,
okay,
he's not.
Okay, fine. Naz Reid is Croatian. You heard it. Finally.
What was I talking about before I started?
I was asking you if your confidence in our quarterback has been shaken at all. What do you think
now?
A
little bit. He seems like he can't throw to his left. I might have that scouting entirely wrong. But
at least
he
can
seems
run
to have
the ball.
Some kind of mechanical problem that prevents him from throwing the ball successfully to his left. The touchdown pass was to his left, but as you mentioned, he was wide open and he still had to make a circus catch to catch it. So they really cannot run the ball. So we'll see how that develops through the year. They have a lot of new linemen, but they all seem to be in about their sixth year. And I can't tell whether that's good or bad in these days of the transfer portal, because you would think if they were any good, they would have transferred by now. And there's a reason that they're not starting until they're 26 years old.
Right.
I don't know that for a fact. We'll see. I mean, they play Eastern Michigan this week. So if they can't get any separation on the offensive line against Eastern Michigan, then we know that Calic Manis is going to have to throw the ball an awful lot this year.
What do you think the line is on that game, John?
Eastern Michigan?
Yeah.
Eastern Michigan struggled with Wofford or somebody like that last week. So I'm going to say the line on that is 17.
Okay. I actually didn't know. I was just curious what you thought.
I thought this was a quiz, not a fact-finding mission.
No, please tell me, what is the line? Right. No, my app is, I don't know. So do you think it's not going to be close?
Okay. Well, they should beat Eastern Michigan. I don't think that's really...
It's 20 and a half, John. 20 and a half? Yep.
Oh, that wasn't that far off.
No, that was really good.
Pretty proud of that.
You should be.
It's fantastic. They should beat Eastern Michigan at home.
Okay. Cool.
But then again, Clemson shouldn't be losing to Duke. And I just wanted to mention that.
Oh, man. That must have been so hard for so many fans.
Right. Like, you want Clemson to lose for sure.
Of course. Hell
especially
yeah.
A super upset. Absolutely. Duke.
If there was just like, if they were just like, there was tape over like all like the logos and you didn't know who they were, you'd be like so pumped. Yeah. And then you realize it was Duke, and you go,
this is awesome. They're losing to this blue team. Who's this blue team? It's Duke? Oh, no.
Nameless blue team. Hell yeah.
Oh. Rough.
Right. Okay. We all. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's all I got.
Okay.
Me too.
On, roll the boat. And all you got. Roll the boat, Sky. You might go Gophers. All right. Let's do this again sometime.
Yeah, that's three throws. Oh God. Three shows, 3 weeks, everybody.
Really? Right. Yeah, it is. It is. That's really good for us.
I got over the trauma of this summer and started sending out a text on Monday again every week. Hey guys, want to do a podcast?
Look at us.
Yeah. John sent a text like 3 months ago and was like, guys, I really want a podcast as often as possible. And nobody responded.
Not one like, person
fuck you
said anything to encourage me.
And so he didn't text us for three straight months.
Talking to you.
Hey guys, very complimentary. I enjoy this. I love this. It's the source of joy in
really
my life.
Like
I would,
to you guys.
I really, you're my closest friends. Can you please do this more often? Just ignored it. The worst people. Well, thanks for forgiving us, John. I blame Stu.
Anytime. If I've forgiven the Vikings 40 years in a row, I can forgive you guys.
That's very true. All right,
I hope
stop it recording.
Same about you, John.
What's that?
And Oak Creek. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.